Praise God. Tonight, you know, in Revelation chapter 12, verse number 11, it says they overcame them by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And everyone has a testimony, small or large, and something God has done for you in 2022. Mm. So, whoever would like to be first? Can I get sugar? I didn't call her sugar because she's sweet.
I have a lot to be thankful for. Throughout this year, I'm thankful for my family, and I'm thankful for my church family. I'm thankful for all that God has done in and through us in helping each other grow. And it's just wonderful to see the changes in the children and how they're just retaining a lot of God's word and exemplifying that as they go out. 2022 to me has been a year of healing, salvations, reconciliations in families, deaths, marriages.
Not at the same time.
No, not at the same time. Sadness comes because, you know, people get hurt. God deals with it all in his miraculous way. Earlier this year in May, Full Circle Church was birthed, as that was presented to Pastor Carl and I. The vision is to follow Jesus, cultivate relationships, and change the world. And as we grow in God's word, we do all these things. Pastor was able to retire. Right. In an effort for him to go out with the extended hand of God, which was what was taking place before all this was presented to us for Grace Freedom Ministries. New friendships have been formed throughout this year. We've said goodbye to families as they've moved away, which, you know, is sad sometimes, but all in all, God knows what's best for us. Our Wednesday night service has continued with many different themes and ending the year well, doing God's will in our life, and ending it strong in His Word, because His Word is what changes us. His Word is what we stand on when we're facing certain situations that are unpleasant. He's kept me healthy from the flu and from sickness. All in all, with all the hiccups throughout the year, God has prevailed. One of the scriptures that came to my mind when I say that is found in Isaiah 54 in his verse 17. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. And no weapon formed against me, and many weapons have been formed, but I don't think it was this year, but in past Bible studies, we've learned how to be an overcomer. And I stand on God's word through those difficult situations. And most recently, a week ago, after our Wednesday night service, we spent the night over in the emergency room. And God did a miracle in Carl's body that within, by the time he got over to the emergency room, he was his... He didn't miss a beat with any of the nursing staff, the doctors, his neurologist. It was you don't even want to know, because those two were back and forth, back and forth. Their jaws
Preach it, baby.
Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?
Amen.
Think about that. These are a couple of my favorite scriptures. I know there's many more, but these came to me today. And I'm just thankful for this year. I'm thankful for all that God has done this year. And I'm looking forward to seeing how God is going to use all of us in 2023.
Amen. That's for next.
Who's next? Don't be shy.
Now, who believes in this?
Are you? Yeah.
Amen.
No, I don't. I believe only.
There's a lot of things that happened to me this year, and I got to give all of God all the glory. Between my work, I was in a partnership. I left the partnership. I went online. Everything's going good. Couldn't ask for anything else. My biggest thing that happened to me this year, the Lord said He's going to bring my kids back. And I've done things years ago. I was alcoholic, and I've done drugs. I ain't lying. And my kids, for that, I scarred my kids, and they didn't want to talk to me. I've been working, trying to work on that relationship, and that's hard after, you know. And my youngest daughter, was about a month ago, she reached out and wanted to talk to us. And I got to see my daughter. Mm-hmm. Over Christmas, and the hope that she gave me was it was amazing. And I give God all the glory for that, because He's bringing my other two kids back. They ain't back yet, but they're coming. They just don't know yet. And I thank Him for it. But about 6 months ago, I stood right there and said, "My uncle, his cancer was better." And then they changed his chemo. It's hurts my heart, because him and my dad, they used to do everything together, and we used to hunt together, and it was all together all the time. And they say his cancer's back, and I would like for everybody to stand in agreement tonight, because when them songs was played, it was on my heart that I don't know if the Lord's going to heal me, but the Lord's word says by my stripes that you are healed. Exactly. And the Spirit of the Lord was on me, and He was like on my heart really bad. And honestly, I think I'm going to sing tomorrow, because I think the Lord touched him. Honestly, I thank the Lord for touching me, and I believe it in all my heart. And if you believe in this, anything can happen. And I appreciate everything He's done in my life. My dad's sitting there. My dad's in church. My mom's in church.
Amen.
What else can you ask for? And I give Him all praise and glory. And my spiritual mom's up there, and my spiritual dad's right there, and He brought us together and brought us in this building, and God, I'm so thankful. Who's next?
You got
to go over our budget. He's a cool as her. I said, this can't work. How can this work? No, but we always have been provided for. God's taken care of me and my family for 2022. Everything we do in the store, you know, it used to be a dime here and a dime there, quarters and dimes. Now it's like dollar bills, another dollar here, another dollar here. Mm-hmm. Look at eggs, you know, another dollar there just this week. Yeah. But with God's grace, He's always made us to take care of the family. We've always had what we need, and I'm just grateful for that.
Been living with me now for almost 39 years. That is a miracle in itself.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. And I really appreciate this church. My wife and I pretty much have been to Carl since the start. And I love this man a lot. And Miss Jackie, they're very, very special to me. Man, only got about a million things on through my mind to imagine the Lord. While I'm standing there to help me put words to how I feel. Because it ain't the easiest thing to do, not when you've got so much to be thankful for. I'm thankful for all of y'all. And believe it or not, I love all the kids, even though I look like a grouch and I'm always in the part, you know. But still, I love them. Even my own grandkids. They know I'm more of a bark than I am a bite, because even when I get upset, they still tease me. Just want to see how they can push, how far they can push me, you know. But it's great. It's great. I was telling these three people here a little while ago, we're talking about house Christmas and everything. And I'm like, well, Christmas is really good now, because I got grandkids buying presents too. You know? I said, cool. Carl and I talked before a couple years or so ago about ministry and things. And the Lord told me a while back that where I work at is my ministry that I'm in right now. And believe me, it's not me, it's God. Okay? And I ask God all the time, send somebody by my way, have something happen that a conversation at a startup where you're in the middle, where you're involved, you know? And I preach most every day at work with somebody. I share the love of God, and I tell them how important it is to have that relationship with Jesus Christ. And I thank God for the opportunity to do that. And the management has never said a thing to me that I can or cannot do that. Praise God. You know? And they told me I could not do it anyway. So. And my wife will tell you how bullheaded I am. So, but I love the Lord, and I love all y'all. As far as studies and stuff go, I guess I've probably grown just as much this past year as I have the past 30 years. And I've had some ups and downs and some real downs. And right now I think I'm pretty high up, you know, praise God. And Carl, I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I told you before, I'm here for you, brother, because I love you. And I've always been a protector. I believe in protecting my loved ones, protecting my family, protecting my fellow brothers and sisters in the Lord. And I mean that. If you ever need help or anything, something I can do, I'm here. You know, all you got to do is call. I told Carl before, I can't read your mind, so if you need help and something like that, say, hey, Butch! And I'll do, yeah, okay, cool, let's do it, you know? So, I don't mean it to try to take a long time, I'm sorry. But,
man, pretty good preaching.
I appreciate you, Dusty. You don't realize how much I love you, man. I think you're so cool. Because you got so much love for the Lord, man. Yeah. And it just glistens from you, you know? It's really cool. But your bear hugs have got to lighten up a little bit, okay? The older I get, the little more they hurt. So, you know, you look. And my wife, I love you with all my heart. You are more than me than anything in the world, next to God. God first. But nobody else can come close to you. And I thank God, like I said before, she puts up with me.
Amen. How do you think he's good?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
There's a lady by the name of Bernadette. I don't know. Morning, I've been known her for 33 years, something like that. And she gave me a plaque a long time ago, and I still have it to this day, and it's hanging up in my bedroom. And it's one of my favorite verses. It says, to trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not unto your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. And I really stand on that, because man, I messed up a lot. You know, I trip over my own feet. And I've been knowing how to walk for a long time, and I still mess up. And I can't emphasize enough how much it means to get into the Word of God. Listen to it on tape. Listen to it on CD. Read it. A lot of times, what I do almost every day, besides just the teaching, I put on the on one of my apps, the King James Version, and as they're reading it to me, I follow along with them. Boy, it really helps to understand some big words you can't speak. But one of my favorite verses of all verses in the Bible, knows myself, I'll tell you. But it's 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I love that verse because, and I don't mean to sound rude or mean to anybody, and there's a lot of people I've studied under over the years, but I don't prove myself to no man. You know, but I want God to say to me when I stand before him, thou good and faithful servant, come into thy rest. I am looking so forward to hearing that. So I love you, and I just thank God for everyone here. I thank him for all the great things he has done for me, and praise God. God bless you.
And he will help me find it. Destiny had bought some gift cards for people for Christmas, and I thought for sure that I had lost them. I even went out to the trash cans and looked in the trash cans. And I said, "Dear God, I know you're going to help me find them." And the place I had been going back to, I went back in this one room twice. Goodbye. Went back there again and there they were. So, you know, God's good to me. He takes care of me. He provides for me. Now, I know this did not happen in 22. This happened in 21. It's been over a year that I quit smoking. I've gained a lot of weight, but I quit smoking. And that was probably one of the biggest accomplishments I've made, because of the fact that I tried everything. Mm-hmm. And I even quit smoking one time for 4 months, and said, "Oh, I can be a casual smoker, but that just don't work either." It's just like a drug. It's addictive. Yeah. So, and he has blessed me with a great granddaughter. She's beautiful, and Jessica, I mean, Kira is a good mommy. I really am happy for that. I'm thankful that I think my relationship with my daughter has gotten better. There's things, you know, we don't always approve of everything that our kids may do and not do, but we just have to learn to love them, and they have to be the ones that change. You can't change. But God's been good to me all the time, and He's every day and every moment of the day. From the time, like I said, from the time I wake up to the time I go to bed, He's always provided for me food. He's providing a house, a place to live, warmth. He's provided for me, and I couldn't ask for anything but anything else.
Anybody else? I'll carry the mic to you. Anybody?
Thank you. something that reminded me of something that I think it was earlier this year, but I had lost one of my car keys. I had a copy of it, so thankfully I still use my car, and I couldn't find where it went. My room was basically a mess. But one day I got down briefly in my knees to pray about something, and I looked under my bed, and I hadn't found my key for like a year, and there it was. And but a big thing for this year is I went full-time at work. I was part-time before, but when the college was in, I was getting like 60-plus hours a week, and I was getting health insurance. So I was felt like I was fine. But we had a thing hired of 15 full-time drivers, and I felt the Lord was really impressing me to apply. I didn't want to, I did. And I was having a hard time figuring out what to do with the computer, and I didn't want to bother keep doing with it. But then our assistant director, she's been with us one way or another for years, she called me. She's going through a list of part-timers to call and see if they're interested, and she happened to call me when I was trying to figure it out. So I was like, all right, well, that's my sign. So I did it, and getting some hours in on the city routes when Jamie's out and I get retirement now. I also didn't want to do it partly because I believe that the Lord showed me other things that's going to happen in the future, and it don't include my current job. And I was content, staying where it was. But another thing that the Lord's kind of put on my heart over the past year or so is I may end up doing something. I don't know what it's going to look like, but I may end up doing something with campus ministry. That's what's been on my heart. And I wanted to be on a certain route on Fridays because one of the ministries that I was a part of when I was a student meets now at one of the endpoints of that route, and I wasn't able to get on it. Well, when I went full time, I asked if I could be on that route on Fridays, so I've been on that route every Friday now when JMU's in. And kind of been able to build up, not like a close relationship, but kind of a relationship with some of the one or two of the members of their the worship team, the InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, that's what that one particular one is. And the leader of it was still the same guy that was there when I was there. So it's still a personal connection. And after I went full-time, I hadn't seen him before, and I've done that route in the past on Fridays. I had never seen him in person, really. And in those first 2 weeks of school, I saw him three times without even trying. He happened to end up coming out to where I was and stuff like that. And one of them was, I was in one of the dining halls, and it was taking a long time to get the food. So I took it. I was going to go eat back at one of the bus shelters because it was almost time for me to get back on my route. And when I was leaving the dining hall, he was actually in there too in another part, and we walked out at the exact same time. I mean, he couldn't have planned it any better. So I'm just kind of curious to see where all this might lead, but all this just started happening when I went full time and being obedient to what the Lord told me to do.
Thank you. Hallelujah. I was just reflecting about how good God is. I was thinking about, I went through this little storm this weekend. He always reminds me that all things work together for the good. Amen. And then they love God, and then they're called according to His purpose. And so many times things happen and we don't understand why, but in the big picture, it's kind of amazing. The devil attacked my body last Wednesday night, but God allowed it. The devil can't do anything unless God allows him to. So in everything, I want to learn quick. I want to be a quick student. And so the Lord was just reminding me when I was sitting here. He reminded me first that when I went to the emergency room, a general practitioner doctor came in that was going to be my doctor. And I started sharing how God healed everything in my body back in 2010. And then of course this doctor wants to prove me wrong. So this doctor's drew all kinds of blood, trying to find something wrong with me. And the doctor came back with the report, you're healthy, there's nothing wrong with any of your blood. Then the heart doctor came in, and the heart doctor, well, of course, I said, well, the Lord healed my body of everything in 2010. And then the heart doctor wants to find something wrong with my heart. So they run me through these tests and everything. And then the heart doctor comes back and says, you have the heart of an athlete. All right? You have the heart of a young man. Okay? Your heart is perfect. Then the next one comes in. He's the brain doctor. Okay? The neurologist. And I was sharing with the neurologist how God had healed everything in my body in 2010. So he had these tests and he wanted to test my brain. And he came back and said, you got one. That was the first testimony. But he could not find anything wrong with my brain. They could not find anything wrong with me. Okay? That every report came back right. Amen. And so one of the things the Lord was speaking to my heart about, I said, well, Lord, I'm on this medication that I'm on, it's made me feel tired. And I'm not used to being tired. I've got a lot of energy. Mm-hmm. I'm a very energetic person. And then I was asking the Lord, I said, Lord, what this is about? He said, son, you have all kinds of people in your ministry and people that I've called you to that are on medication, and I want you to get in touch with their infirmities and their feelings. Lord, I should have learned the easier way. Hello? And what the Lord is saying to me is, this too shall pass. Everything's being adjusted. And, you know, they took my license from me. I didn't try that. I don't know how all this is working. Amen. But I know that if I know in and through it all, God will be glorified, God will be magnified, God will be exalted, and God will be proven once again.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. We serve a God that He's Jehovah Rapha. He's our healer. He's our restorer. He's our refresher. He's our renewer. Amen. And you know, we're stepping out of a year of 2022. But guess what, church? We're stepping in some dynamite explosion in 2023. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about what God's doing. I'm excited with the testimony. Wow. A few months ago?
Yeah.
Really? Wow. Amen? Aren't we all happy what God is doing?
Yes.
Now, wait a minute. Let's just ask a question. Did everyone get everything they wanted in 2022?
Yes.
No. Everything needed. I didn't get everything I wanted, but I can't outgive God. Well, He gave me scenarios and things that I wasn't even looking for. Amen? So let's end this year with a blast. You're being recorded. You're going, you went out nationwide. You're going on the website. People are going to hear your testimony. And we overcome them by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And our testimony is Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for all that you've done in this year. We're going to gather together Saturday morning at 10:30 here, and we're going to have a Holy Ghost good time praising and worshiping you and ending this year on a right note. If you're listening to the website, we're at 3004 Twin Oaks Drive in Rockingham, Virginia. Get out, get here at 10:30 on Saturday morning for Full Circle Revival Band. We're going to have a revival break for in this place. So, Lord, we praise you, give you glory for all you've done, all you're doing, and everything you're going to do in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. One more.